From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Transportation Security Administration says from now on, passengers flying into the U.S. from some countries will be subject to increased screening at airports. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
The TSA says the additional screening procedures, such as pat-downs and body scans, will apply to all passengers coming from countries considered state sponsors of terrorism, along with other so-called countries of interest. On the State Department's list of state sponsors of terrorism are Cuba, Iran, Sudan, and Syria. The other countries whose passengers will be affected by the new rules include Nigeria, Pakistan, and Yemen. The crackdown follows the attempted Christmas Day bombing of a Northwest flight from Amsterdam to Detroit, when a Nigerian passenger was able to board the flight with explosives in his underwear. He was subdued by passengers after trying to detonate the bomb. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Newark International Airport in New Jersey is operating normally today after a security breach brought traffic to and from Terminal C to a halt yesterday evening. Officials say a man walked into a secure area through a checkpoint exit. All passengers in secure parts of the terminal went through a second screening. Anne Forber of Connecticut was one of them. She said she was delayed getting to England to visit her ailing mother.
They said the TSA had closed down the whole concourse and that we couldn't go to our gate and that they would call us when they cleared the concourse.
The man who walked in through the exit has not been found. Officials say they searched the terminal for anything dangerous before allowing boarding to start again. Two improvised bombs have exploded in Afghanistan. Four U.S. service members died in one of the bombings. These are the first U.S. fatalities from combat or hostile action in Afghanistan this year. The other bomb killed a British soldier. And two roadside bombs exploded in the Iraqi city of Kirkuk. Three people were killed. At least two were policemen. Kirkuk is north of Baghdad. It's a major city for Iraq's oil industry. A congressional stalemate has left the federal estate tax in limbo. Because of that, the tax will be suspended for this year. Danielle Carson reports.
About a quarter of 1% of all households are subject to the estate tax. The way it worked in 2009, the first $3.5 million of an estate would be exempt from the levy, the taxable portion subject to a 45% tax rate. Now,
as a result of the Senate inaction, 5,500 estates will pass to heirs without any estate taxes going to the federal government.
Robert N. Williams is with the Tax Policy Center. He says heirs might still get slapped with an estate tax in the new year. Congress could pass it and make it retroactive to January 1st. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Financial markets are up in the first trading day of the new year. Today, stock prices in Asia hit a 17-month high. This is NPR News. Forecasters say the cold weather settled over much of the country is not going away soon. The National Weather Service says an Arctic high-pressure system will keep temperatures well below normal through much of the week. Bob Orovec is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
There's much below zero temperatures this morning across parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and parts of the Dakotas. But generally, the temperatures are below average across a good two-thirds of the United States.
Temperatures in parts of Florida were as low as the 20s early this morning. Beijing residents have mobilized to dig the city out from under record snowfalls. The severe winter weather has paralyzed transportation in China's capital, and it's created increased concern about rising food prices. From Beijing, NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more on the story.
Employers organized groups of workers to take to the streets with shovels. Schools were closed in Beijing and other North China cities. On Sunday, 90% of flights were delayed at Beijing's main airport, and highways in and out of the city were shut down. Beijing has seen mild winters with little precipitation in recent years. The foot of snow that fell on Beijing was the most since 1951. Strong winds are expected to drop temperatures to well below zero in Beijing and as low as minus 26 degrees in China's northeast. A cold snap last year caused fuel shortages in some parts of the country, and there are worries of a repeat this year. The harsh weather is expected to continue at least into the middle of this week. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
And Korea is getting the heaviest snowfall in its modern history. Airports in Seoul canceled flights, and road traffic was nearly stopped today. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.